Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 19th day of Cheshvan here in the United States, or at Yom Shlishi, the 20th day of the month of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, especially thinking of the now four Kedoshim whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza to be returned for proper burial without delay. We're very grateful and appreciative to the Rabboni Shalom, to the mass of the world, for all of those who have been brought back, thinking just the last couple of days of our Golden, whose family has been waiting since 2014, I believe whose Levaya will be tomorrow in Eretz Yisrael, and Bezrat Hashem, please God, the remaining four be brought back without any delay. I wish a refuah shalema for all those in need, including Yitzchak David ben Bela, Yaakov Tzvi ben Lea, all those in need, may they have a refuah shalema, an easy recovery, and painless. Throughout the Shloshim period, the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizik Call is dedicated, really Nishmas Rabbi Moshe Howard Zatzal, our beloved Executive Vice President, whose wisdom, warmth, and leadership continues to inspire us. Each day, as we gather to recite Tehillim and to share words of Chizik, we do so in the spirit of Rabbi Howard's lifelong mission to bring Torah, Tefillah, and care for Klal Yisrael into our every moment. May the words of our Tefillos be a chus for his neshama and a source of comfort for all who mourn his loss. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Chaim Strauchler of the Congregation Rinat Yisrael in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Dibur Chizik, as well as share some thoughts and reflections on Rabbi Howard Zatzal. Following Rabbi Strauchler's remarks, we will recite Tehillim together, beginning with Perek Chaf, continue on to Kuf Chaf Aleph and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim. We will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, during which Rabbi Strauchler will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us here can insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the Daily Call reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Strauchler.
Thank you, Naftali, and thank you everyone for being on this call and coming together on a daily basis, daven, to share Tehillim, to be able to share the great Torah, the great Zuchut. I'd like to begin by reflecting a little bit on Rabbi Hauer and the great deal of light and warmth that he brought into our community and beyond our community, and representing us before the world with an ayin tova, a ruach nimucha, and a nefesh shvela, keeping among the talmidim of Avraham Avinu. And I'd like to reflect a little bit on a little bit of sadness that I have, and that Rabbi Hauer's light was taken so soon. And I believe that having known him, that his contribution to Klal Yisrael and to the world, honestly, was taken far too soon. And that those who knew him well understand what a terrible loss it is to Klal Yisrael and to the world that he was not able to share even more of that light. And it's that idea that I'd like to share with you and reflect with you as we prepare for Parshas Chayei Sarah and reflect upon the light of Sarah Imenu and Rivka Imenu. We read the Torah and we live the Torah in our lives, in which the stories of our lives are so often intertwined with Parshas HaShavua. I'm reminded of an experience in my own family, and when one of my children came home from school one day on before Parshas Chayei Sarah, and rushed into the door and ran to the place where we light our Shabbos candles. and noticed that they were not lit on a Monday or a Tuesday, whatever day of the week it was. And he came back to my wife, Avital, and said, Ima, you're not like Sarah. Your candles are not lit from Shabbos to Shabbos. And it's a beautiful degree in which our education is so rich about the experiences of the Midrash, about what the Ohel of Sarah was like and the Ohel of Rivka was like, that my child would have the Hava Amina, that the miracle that existed in those tents would certainly exist in our house as well, such that he or she would be disappointed that that light was not there quite in the same way. And thinking about this Midrash that Rashi quotes and is so much a part of who we are, I think it's worthwhile for us to explore this idea as Rashi quotes it, and to also appreciate the insight of the Gur Aryeh on this point as well. The Maharal asks a question about Rashi, because Rashi cuts the Midrash short. Rashi notes three miracles, or three aspects of Sarah's tent. Number one, that as long as Sarah was alive, there would be a candle that would be lit from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Number two, that there was a blessing that was found within the dough. Number three, that there was an anan, a cloud, that was present within that tent. Number one, the light, the candle. Number two, the bread. And number three, the cloud within that ohel. Now, the Gur Aryeh notes that Rashi actually cuts the Midrash short, because there's a fourth thing that Rashi does not quote. And that is the fact that the tent was always open, lirvacha. There was always this opportunity to seek out mitzvot, to be able to create an open tent that was open to others. And that too was an aspect of what made Sarah's tent special and also made Rivka's tent special as well. And it is that attribute that the Gur Aryeh, that the Maharal connects to the very beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha and the brachot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends to Avraham Avinu and to all of Bnei Yisrael, in which each of these four elements is reflected within the promise of Hashem to Abraham. Ve'eschal goy gadol, and I will make you into a great nation. This, says the Maharal, this is the cloud. Vavarechecha, this, says the Maharal, is the bracha in the isa, the blessing in the dough. Vagadla shemecha, says the Maharal, this is the bracha of an open tent. And then finally, v'haye bracha, that is the light which shines out. And the Maharal explains, what is this v'haye bracha as the final of these nisim of the tent of Sarah? Shirotze lomar, says the Maharal, that the bracha was not just something which was internal, but something that was extended outward. And a person who blesses others, who atzmo bracha, he himself, she herself, is also a bracha, she'eno posek. It's not something which is limited. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, whose yahrzeit we also commemorate this week, we often speak about the quality of being an influence, that the influence is not like power, which is limited. To be an influencer is a person which is like a candle, which is not in any way diminished the more that is shared. And I want to reflect and share a memory of Rabbi Hauer, whose hadras panim, who his light that shone from his face was something that anyone who knew him always felt. And I visited with many of my colleagues who were part of a chabura that Rabbi Hauer created. We visited his shiva in Baltimore. And his wife Mindy reflected upon that light, and she told to us something amazing. That that light was shown outward, was not something that when he came home stopped. That he was able to shine that same light that he brought to all his work at the OU, all his work to his kilah in Baltimore. It was not something that was external and not internal. Rather, he never broke from that light. That was something that he brought into his home as well. And it's that light of Sarah, that light of Rivka, that light of Rabbi Hauer that I take with me when I read the Parsha this week, when I read that Rashi, when I read that Maharal, that I think about that light that we each have within us to be able to experience Hashem's light within the Shekhinah that we create within our tents, but also more than that, the bracha that we're able to extend further within the light that extends beyond. And so when I think about our opportunities as being Talmidim of Avraham, of being Talmidim of Sarah and Rivka, it is that we also each have that light, that we have a koach, we have a strength to be able to shine outward. And so as we say Tehillim, let's feel that light within us. Let's find opportunities to bring just a little bit more positivity to the world around us, to make our homes that much more a place of Hashem's Shekhinah through the positivity that we inject within our homes and shine out beyond our homes as well. And so with that bracha to each of you, to be that light, let us learn and turn towards Tehillim and hopefully allow those words of Tehillim to also inspire us. And as we seek that much more inspiration and illumination within our world, we'll begin with Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. La Meseach Mizmor Le David, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Bolascha Yidashna Sela, Yitain Lecha Kilvabecha, B'chol Atzascha Yimalei, Niranana Bishuasecha, Uvashem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadati Kiyoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'anehu Mishmei Kacho, Bigburos Yesha Yimino, Ela Varechev, Ve'ela basusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema kar'u v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hoshi'a, hamelech ya'anenu v'yom kor'enu. We turn now to Tehillim Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Perek 121. Shir l'ma'alos. Esa inay al haharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim la'aret. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor seifcha uvo'echa, me'ata v'ad olam. Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-ma'alos, mima'amakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shiv'a b'koli, tiyena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imcha haslicha l'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi, v'lid baro hochalti. Nafshi la'adonai mishomrim laboker. Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Kim Adonai hachesed, v'harbei imo fedus, v'hu yifde'es Yisrael mikol avonosav. We now recite the words and the tefillah of Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim batzara ubashivya, ha'omdim Bain bayam uvein bayabasha, amakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzi'em mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela le'ora, u'mishib'ud le'geula, hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv, v'nomar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or lands, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Now recite the prayer for Tzahal, Tzilat Mishaberach L'Chayai Tzahal, as we acknowledge that so many of our soldiers are still very much in harm's way as they continue to risk their lives for all of our safety and all of our freedom. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Vivarech et Chayalei Tzva Hagana Israel, Vanshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu Va'arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon Vadmidbar Mitzrayim, Minayam HaGadol Adlevo HaAraba Uvechol Makom Shehem, Vayabasha Ba'avir Uvayam, Yitain Adonai et Oyveinu, Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifnehem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil et Chayaleinu, Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, Mikol Nega U'machala, V'yishlach Beracha V'hatzlacha V'chol Ma'asei Yideihem, Yadber Soneinu Tachteihem, V'yashreim V'keter Yishua Uva'ateret Nitzachon, Ukuyam Bahem HaKatuv, Ki Adonai Eloheichem, Haolech Imachem, Lihilachem Lachem, Im Oyvechem, Loshia Etchem, Vinomar, Amen. We now recite the Mishpareach for Cholim. I will pause in the middle of the Tefillah for you to add the names of anyone whom you know who are in need of a Refu'ah Shlema. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe B'Aharon David Ushmamo, Yivarech Et HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachimam Ulerapa'am Lahachazkam Ulahachayosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refu'ah Shlema Min HaShamayim L'chol Eivareihem U'chol Gideihem V'soch Sh'ar Chol Yisrael Refu'at HaNefesh Refu'at HaGuf Hashta Bagala U'Bizman Kariv Benomar Amen. May they each be granted a speedy recovery. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Strachler. It's good to have you on. We look forward, Bezrat Hashem, to having you back with us on the daily call in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her behind-the-scenes coordination. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Shinachama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.